Welcome to Healthy by Choice, a broadcast designed to bring powerful healing into your life today. Gaining and maintaining optimum health is possible at any age. That's what thousands are learning at CHIP, the Complete Health Improvement Program offered across the country and around the world. You can learn more at chiphealth.com. But now, get ready to enjoy some proven results and priceless benefits. I'm your Healthy by Choice host, Charles Mills. Today we travel to Ontario, Canada to talk with two people who not only conduct CHIP programs in their area, but who have also seen the power of what the Complete Health Improvement Program can do in their own lives. Several years back, Gordon Rayner faced a health crisis that could very well have ended his life, and his wife, Kathy, prepared for the worst. But what happened next turned their lives around and set them on a course of action that continues to this day. Since that event in their lives, they've conducted 18 CHIP programs, and they don't intend to slow down anytime soon. Gordon and Kathy Rayner, welcome to Healthy by Choice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I love to hear stories like yours because I know that there may be a listener to this program today who is facing or may soon be facing exactly what you experienced. I believe that you can offer a lot of hope to that person. Gordon, we'll start with you. Tell us your amazing story.
Okay. Thank you, Charles. It was in 2004. Actually, we were conducting a CHIP program. We were in process of doing the blood work, and suddenly I got a severe, like a whack in the back of my head. And at first I thought maybe I was having a stroke, but then it didn't seem like that. And of course, being a stubborn person I am, I just continued on processing the people through with the blood work. And Kathy was there, an emergency room nurse, and a friend of hers, emergency room nurse, and our daughter, an emergency room nurse. And they all kept saying to me, "What's wrong with you?" And I said, "Nothing." Anyway, as we left, we got into the van with all of our stuff that we had to take for the blood work, and I asked Kathy to drive. And when I asked her to drive, she knew there was something serious wrong because I'd never ask her to drive. So as we were going home, I was throwing up and being sick and sweating, and she said, "We're going to the hospital. We're not going home."
Yes.
So she took me to the hospital, and you process pretty quick when they feel there's a problem. So I got in and went to the CT scanner right away, and Kathy, being the nurse, she was at the CT scanner with me, and she saw that I had a ruptured aneurysm, and it made her very sick because she worked on the neurology floor for a number of years. So she had seen these people and what happened to them and how their life changed. So they put me in, they checked me into hospital. We're supposed to be starting CHIP the next day, so Kathy had to hustle and get new people to help her. And I spent actually a week in the hospital. They did two angiograms. They did more tests, more CT scans. I think they did an MRI. And they could not see where it was still bleeding. Of course, I was having severe headaches. Yes. Brains and blood don't mix too well together.
No.
And the near as they could tell, they didn't have to, what they call, put a coil around the bleed. That's how they repair them. They put some kind of a coil around it. I had stopped bleeding, but they still wanted to check why this happened. I spent a week in the hospital, actually. And what they found when they did the angiograms, the doctor came to Kathy and said, "Your husband's very healthy." Of course, my answer was, "Well, why am I here?" He said, "His arteries are clear." And we had been following the CHIP lifestyle at that point, I guess, for about 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "My arteries were clear," and I was 60 years old at the time. Kathy said to him, "Well, no wonder they're clear. He's a total vegetarian or a vegan, however we want to use that term."
Yes.
And the doctor said, "I should maybe try that." Anyway, after a week, Kathy knew she had to get me out of the hospital. The food choices for vegan are not great in hospitals. She kept bringing me in food. They were giving me medication for severe headaches. That's constipating. And she knew she had to get me home to get good food into me so I could get better. So I checked out of the hospital exactly a week later and started right away into eating good, healthy food at home. within a few days, my headaches were subsiding, and I started getting out, walking a block, coming home. The next day, I'd walk a little further. I knew I had to do these things, or I would never survive. And as we read about aneurysms on the internet, I discovered that a low-fat diet, non-smoker, all those things, you shouldn't have aneurysms, but I did. And only 25% of the people that have an aneurysm make it. Otherwise, you're in a nursing home or you pass away.
Yes.
So I felt very fortunate at that time that I had been one of the fortunate ones to make it with no deficits at all. And actually, at the end of that CHIP program, a month later, I did a sermon at the church for our CHIP people that we had invited to our service. And I talked about Job and how Job never cursed God and he had all these problems. And I never lost my faith through all this. I knew that God would protect me, that he would help me through it. And I thought a lot about Job and what happened to him. But I made it through. And actually, the day of the sermon, there was a lady there from Ottawa who had had an aneurysm, and she survived, but it took her, I think she said, about a year and a half to get through it. Mm-hmm. And she was amazed that I was up there delivering a sermon after just 4 weeks. That gave me more hope to listen to her, that I was really, really blessed to have made it through. Our faith got us through, and I truly believe that if I was not following the lifestyle that CHIP promotes, I probably maybe would not have made it.
You know, you bring up a very interesting point here because, number one, there are no guarantees. Even if you do everything right, we're still 6,000 years from the hand of the Creator. We still have sinful bodies. Things still break. So, number one, there are no guarantees. Is that right?
That's 100% true.
Okay,
I can have followed this lifestyle till I'm from zero age to 70.
Yes.
And
yes.
I could have something happen tomorrow and pass away.
And then number two, and this is very important, there are no guarantees. That's number one. Number two is that when you are following a lifestyle that is in line with the healing paradigm, when you're eating healing foods, when you're thinking healing thoughts, when you have healing relationships, when you are in the groove, in the health groove, you tend to, for most people, heal a lot faster from those things that happen to you because there's no guarantee. Would you say that's true also?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. I had a hip problem, not bones, but there was a flap that kept getting caught in my joint of my hip.
Yes.
And I finally convinced the doctor to go in and do scope it to see what was going on. And he found this flap and removed it. And I had to have crutches. Well, I think I used them about twice.
Hmm.
But I made sure before I went for that operation that I ate as healthy as possible and that I exercised as much as possible so that I could get better quicker. And within about a week of that surgery, I was doing a bit of running again because I'm a street runner, so I like to keep in shape because I know I have to. And that amazed the doctors too, that I was that better that quick from having this scope surgery on my hip.
Mm. Well, now, Kathy, let me bring you into the conversation. You've been listening here, and of course, you experienced what Gordon went through. Why is it that those who are following the healthy food schedule, why is it that those who have made the choice to eat whole food plant-based, why do they heal faster? What is it about that food that brings about healing so rapidly in our poor old broken-down bodies?
Well, for sure, our immune systems are stronger, and we don't have the high-fat, high-salt diet, so our blood pressures are lower. Our cholesterols are lower, and also if you're following that lifestyle, chances are that your blood sugar is normal and not in the diabetic range. And so consequently, physically, you're more at optimum.
Mm-hmm.
And most people that take our program say that they don't have the joint pains that they used to have mm-hmm. before starting the program. And so consequently, you're just in better health. So when you do get a sickness, which many people do,
yes.
they recover quickly. They don't get as sick as those that are not following that lifestyle, But if they do, they heal quickly. And so I think that's the main thing. It doesn't guarantee us we won't get sick, but I work in the emergency department, and I rarely get sick. And if I do, it's maybe a half a day of flu, and that's it. I never call in sick. My sick time is zero because I'm healthy. And yet I'm exposed to the worst of infections. So it's not like I'm not exposed. I am exposed. But my immune system is strong enough that it can defend itself.
A lot of people miss this, and this is very important, that you don't heal because you're given the correct medicine. You don't heal because the doctor figured out something and gave you a drug or did a procedure. You heal because you get out of the way of the body to heal itself. Am I on the right track there?
Absolutely. We don't have a deficit of Tylenol or a deficit of aspirin. What we have a deficit of is good, healthy food, you know, fruits and vegetables and grains and seeds and nuts. Those are the things that build our immune system that help us, first of all, fight if we do get sick, fight disease, but more importantly, to prevent it in the first place.
Now, Kathy, as a nurse, you live in an environment of just the opposite of that. You live in an environment, you work, I should say, you work in an environment where the drugs and the surgeries and the procedures are the norm. How do you try to get the message across? Because I know that if you are giving CHIP programs, well, I may have just answered my own question. If you're giving CHIP programs, you are getting the message out to your people. Do you invite patients to your CHIP program?
Well, I have, but there's a fine line, too. I have to be careful It's a privacy and a professional environment. So if I get into a conversation with somebody, I will offer them one of our flyers. Mm-hmm. And I have had a patient come, but I don't share the information to get people to come to my program. I share the information because I have a passion to help people. But I always, in every program, and we've actually done, this is our 19th program that we're doing right now. Uh-huh. And we actually, I've always had at least one staff member that I work with take the program, and usually more than one. So they see my lifestyle. They see that the years I've been working with them, that I'm healthy, that I don't have a weight problem. And not only that, I'm not a mean person. Like I think it helps you to be kinder to others when you're not sick. And yes. And that's been studied, that people that eat healthier, they don't have mood swings as often. I don't have mood swings, I guess that's what I'm saying. And I know that other people also say that they feel gentler and not as angry and so on once they've taken the program. So always, in every program, somebody from my work takes it.
That is fantastic, and what a witness that is. In other words, I hear you saying that you are a living, breathing marketing firm for good, healthy living. You do it by just simply showing up with a smile on your face and a nice, trim body and a healthy glow about you, and the fact that you don't stay sick a long time. These are advertisements for the lifestyle that you are living and you are promoting. Am I right?
That's true. And one other thing, every shift that I go into work, I take in some plant-based food with me, always. If I show up without food, people are disappointed. I take in homemade bread and muffins and hummus, and I'm always, always taking homemade food every shift that I work to show people that healthy food tastes good. And that's also been an encouragement as well, that people love the food and therefore are interested in coming and learning more.
Well, we're going to take a short break now. When we come back, more with Gordon and Kathy Rayner. They are CHIP directors up there in Ontario, Canada. And I want to ask you guys about some of the stories that have come out of your CHIP program. You're holding your 19th program here. We've heard Gordon's. Are there some other stories we need to hear about the people who came to CHIP and were changed dramatically by what they learned there? And we'll discover all of these things on our return. So everybody stay right where you are.
I felt that I was living a healthy lifestyle, but I was starting to have a few problems that I attributed to aging. I did not consider myself obese, but I had gained 40 pounds over a period of about 25 years. My cholesterol was raising, My blood pressure was beginning to creep up. I was on medication, a series of medications for lowering my cholesterol. But the condition that affected my lifestyle the most was the osteoarthritis in my knees. I had very limited mobility and limited range of motion, constant pain, and this was affecting the interaction with my grandchildren. When I first began making changes through the CHIP program, pounds began to melt off right away. Inflammation and other symptoms of my osteoarthritis in my knees just disappeared. I was able to eliminate medication that I was taking for cholesterol. I felt so much better, had so much energy, and I truly believe I was healthier than I was in my 40s. CHIP has given me a second chance for an active life and a long life. I'm really looking forward to being an active part of my grandchildren's lives as they grow, and I've chosen to be healthy for the rest of my life.
Are you ready to be healthy for the rest of your life? Visit chiphealth.com to begin your journey. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Gordon and Kathy Rayner. They are CHIP directors up there in Ontario, Canada. And that means what? What does a CHIP director do, guys? And share with us some stories that came from your CHIP directing up there.
As CHIP directors, we're responsible for running the program properly, basically, and making sure there's food samples. Now, I don't know if every program does this, but we have two or three food samples every night for them, because if you don't let them taste the food, it's never going to work.
That's true.
And we, most of the time, almost every night, will demonstrate a simple recipe, because we just started this week. We demonstrated the soup we were serving them, just so they could see the food processor we use, how we do it, how fast it is, how easy it is to make a simple soup that tastes good. So we go out of our way to do that for them. Over and above that, Kathy does all the medical questions and medical portion of it because she's the RN. Mm-hmm. I look after making sure the videos are on, the computer's working, all that kind of thing. And also I help prepare food at home as well if I need to. Mm-hmm. Which is lots of times.
Now, what is it exactly that the CHIP program is promoting? What do you get up there and say to these people? And what do the videos tell these people over the course of the CHIP program?
It leads them through different health studies. It talks about cholesterol, diabetes, all the common diseases that people have. And with Kathy's vast amount of information and experience in the emergency department and seeing what people come in with and know that it's lifestyle related in most cases, she can talk to them about these different diseases at a very professional level. And Kathy does a lot of research on stuff. She's always Googling things and finding out the latest information that she can share with people. So we always tell people we will do whatever it takes to make you successful. Mm. And we do. Like, we have our email addresses, our phone numbers. We want them to see the health changes they can have. We want them to follow this. And it's a challenge for some people. We get people on the course that are, not this course, but the last one, we had two people that had never cooked a meal.
Wow.
They ate in the cafeteria at work or they ate at fast food. And we would always say, this is a simple recipe to do. And one lady would say, to you it is, but not to me. Well, this lady took the program a second time. Now she's 100% on board. She's in New Brunswick visiting her parents. She's emailing us and texting us for a certain recipe that she didn't take. She's always texting and asking us questions, and we're right there to answer and help her along. And she also comes to our home quite often and enjoys our food here and goes home and prepares it. So she's become successful because we became friends with her. And she became friends with another person on the program, that they're supporting each other. So it's not just from our side. It's the support people get when they sit at a table together and become friends after the length of time they're together. And they support each other. And that's what's made these people so successful, the ones that are successful.
Yes, absolutely. Kathy, let me switch over to you now. On this program that you run, this whole food, plant-based program, where you teach all these important lessons, what are some of the transformations that you have witnessed on a regular basis in, oh, maybe the numbers, the blood count, the cholesterol counts, the pressures? What happens usually to the people that come to CHIP program in the course of the program?
You know, it's amazing because we often think of one case in particular in our last program was a girl I work with, and she was just 29 years old. And she came to the program just because she wanted to lose a bit of weight. She was going to be getting married, and she did this past summer. And she wasn't huge overweight, maybe 15 or 20 pounds, but during the program she lost 9 pounds. Uh-huh. And so I was very excited about that. But we asked her to just do a little testimony to the group, and she said that she did not have any more joint pain, and she didn't have any more headaches. And I was shocked because if you looked at her, she looked the picture of health, just 29 years old. I had no idea she had headaches on a regular basis and joint pain. And so that was very much a surprise to me. And we had another lady that came into our program, and she walked in. She could only walk at the most 5 minutes at the most, and she walked in with a cane. But by the end of the program, she was walking 2 miles. Without a cane.
Wow.
And she was just so thrilled with that. And the same, we've had people come in with swollen ankles. They, you know, can barely get their shoes on. And yet, by the end of the program, being able to reduce some of their medications, even on the program, and of course, we do not encourage anybody to reduce their medications without the support of their family doctor, they do. But the swelling in her legs left. She said, my feet, she said, they're back to normal. She said, I don't have the swollen feet anymore. So, I mean, those are quality of life issues. If you can't put on a pair of shoes properly, or if you can't walk more than 5 minutes, if you wake up in the morning with headaches, or you wake up in the morning with joint pain, those are quality of life issues. And yet, I mean, we've had the success of, for sure, blood pressures coming down from, you know, high to normal, and diabetics getting their blood sugar lower. And we have significant cholesterol drops from the beginning of the course to the second blood draw toward the end of the course. So there's been significant changes by many people. And even menopause, we've had many women come in, and they are to the point where they have so many hot flashes that they can't sleep at night. They're up many times in the night being disturbed by these hot flashes. And many of them, these women in menopausal age, will say that by the end of the program, they can sleep right through the night without any discomfort.
Now, we want to make sure that we understand that the CHIP program is an educational program. You don't leave with a bunch of CHIP products in a bag. You leave with a pretty intense shopping list for grocery shopping. Am I on the right track here?
Absolutely, yes. We don't sell products.
Yeah.
And that's why many people, when they hear that, first of all, we're volunteers, this is a volunteer program, and that there's one charge for the program and there's no extra charges throughout it. We're not selling vitamins or herbal things. We are just selling healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Fruits, vegetables, grains, seeds, and nuts is what we encourage people to eat, and to eat them homemade from scratch is what we encourage them to do. And we also give them some places where there are healthy choices to eat in restaurants. And we do that because people are not going to make every meal they eat at home. Mm-hmm. So we tell them in the City of London or in our surrounding area where they can find, you know, healthier foods at restaurants so that they can, you know, still get out and not eat foods that are going to harm them.
Now, Gordon, let's talk with you just for a moment here. These healthy restaurants, what do you look for in a restaurant, and what makes a food healthy?
Well, first of all, it needs to be plant-based, and a limited amount of deep frying if possible. It is a challenge eating out, but people still need to and want to eat out. Right here in the City of London, we have a restaurant and it is 100% vegan.
Wow.
But again, you have to be careful. They do deep fry some stuff, like their French fries and sweet potato fries and that kind of thing. But they have excellent burgers that are plant-based, like homemade kind of thing that you would make in your house, plus a number of other things. So we always recommend them. And there's one called Organic Works where we can order either meat or vegan or vegetarian, like have a wide variety, and we've eaten there, and excellent food. Of course, there's always the Subways and the Quiznos and places like that where you can get a vegan meal if you're in a hurry. There's some burger joints that have a vegetarian burger, but we always remind the people it's not homemade. So don't be eating there every day or you're going to have problems, even if it's a vegan burger, because there's other things in it, you know, different things they put in for preservatives and that you don't put in at home. So we look for salad bar places, and that's where we usually eat when we're traveling. And usually it's in the U.S. lots of times, and I think of sweet tomatoes and the different salad bars out there, because you, as a vegan, you can get a meal at a salad bar that will satisfy you. So that's what we look for in the restaurants, and we have a few in London that we have checked out personally so we can recommend them to people. And that's what chip directors need to do, because that question always comes up, where can we eat out? What do we do if we go to someone's home that isn't a vegan? And we always say, take something with you if they will allow you. You make it and take it and let them taste it. Or they usually, if it's a meal, they always have a vegetable or potatoes or salad. You don't have to eat the chicken or the fish or whatever they may be serving. And explain to them that we always tell them, this lifestyle is working for me at this moment. So please don't be offended if I don't eat your animal products, but I will eat your potatoes, and I will eat your beans, and I will eat your salad. But because of the lifestyle is working for me right now, and I'm seeing great results, I just want to share that with you.
Well, that is fantastic advice. Gordon and Kathy Rayner from Ontario, Canada, they are chip directors up there. Thank you for being with us today and sharing with us not only your story, but very encouraging words for our listeners to take to heart so that they can change their lives too. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charles.
And listener, the website, www.chiphealth.com. That's chiphealth.com. There's lots of good information there, recipes, videos to look at, articles to read, and also to find out if there is a CHIP program in your area, chiphealth.com. You'll want to attend that and let your life be changed. Because like we say, there are no guarantees. You will be healthier, a lot healthier. There are no guarantees. And if something bad does happen, your body now has the strength and the ability to heal faster. That's at chiphealth.com. Until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Gordon and Kathy Rayner, inviting you to live healthy by choice. Goodbye, everyone. If you'd like more information about Healthy by Choice, call Three Angels Broadcasting Network at 618-627-4651. You can also email us through our website at 3abn.org.